Hey, Dinks, welcome to Dentists in the Know, your backstage pass to current trends, politics, and education in the dental world. We are Dentistry's source for honest, relevant information, and with that in mind, this is JB's News on the Go with Dentists in the Know. So introducing to you with all your relevant information, Dr. Jennifer Bell.
Okay, so I have quite a bit to share tonight. Not if it will take very long, but I do want to run over a few big stories that came out over the week. We're going to start with the real low points first, because I've been told on numerous occasions that I bring up terrible news on a regular basis. And so we're just going to start with something good first. We're going to go there, and then we will move on to things that are happier. So first off, in the world of dentistry, it seems like every week now I get to read a story about a dentist that maybe made a crappy decision. Well, no difference this week. We had a pediatric dentist who was arrested in Georgia on child pornography charges. We don't know much else about the case, but certainly that was shocking to the community, probably to the patients and the patients' families as well. So we'll keep you posted if anything comes of that. Obviously, you're innocent until proven guilty. But still, in any community, that would be kind of shocking to read about. One of the news articles that came out this week that I thought, you know, as a member of the Dental Practice Council of the AGD and a group that is focused heavily on issues that are going to directly affect dentists practicing and expenses and regulatory issues that are coming their way. This story came up this week. If you haven't seen it, the U.S. Department of Justice Civil Rights Division is proposing a new rule that would improve access to equipment for people with disabilities. This includes dental chairs, dental radiography equipment. So if you have a Pano or a CBCT machine, how a person accesses that in a wheelchair, or if they have other debilitating issues where they have to use walkers or that type of thing for support. And, you know, I'm all for making things accessible, and I definitely want to continue to be mindful of access to care. But I have to tell you, in reading the regulatory language that's coming out from this, I'm a little worried. First off, I certainly expect that that means when this is passed, that all future equipment that you purchase will have to have that into consideration. So dental chairs will have options to be adjustable and accessible for patients to come in to your office, and radiography equipment, other things that might be dental specific or related, whatever that might be in your office. You know, we already have accessible bathrooms and those types of things that have been put into working order. The bigger concern that I have is the rate at which this new rule might go into effect and how much they expect to happen and how quickly. So, you know, the questions that will always come up from something like this is, does it mean that all dentists will need to be replacing out a certain number of chairs? What will be that quota? So if you have an operatory or a business that has 8 operatories, how many of those have to be ADA compliant for accessibility? If you have a CBCT machine or a Pano machine currently in operation, how long do you have before that will be ADA compliant? And so there's a lot of pretty stern language, I think, in this or this initial outlay for the rules that might be required for dental offices to be compliant. Now, there is a public comment period, and that will end on February 12th. So if you feel passionate about this particular topic or would like to be engaged and watch what other individuals are discussing and putting forth, and that would be the time to do it. You know, but there is some concern, I think, over just the general enforcement. What does this look like? Additionally, the proposed rule states that equipment that you buy must be accessible until they have the required number of pieces. So again, how many of your ops have to be accessible? It can't just be one op. It can't just be one maybe Pano machine. And staff would have to have required training for that. If states and local entities are denying dental and medical services because they don't have the accessible equipment to service that patient, They are proposing fines and regulatory authority on those entities. So there's a lot of language in this particular rule, a lot to digest. It is a pretty significant change in how we're currently operating. So one, I know the Dental Practice Council will be discussing that this weekend. I'm sure the ADA will also be watching this pretty closely and having an opportunity for comment. But we should also stay engaged because it could very much directly impact what our offices look like. If you're planning for expansion or for adding operatories, you certainly might want to be watching this pretty closely as well. Lastly, on a more personal note, wanted to remind everyone that Dentists in the Know is one of the last two finalists for Influencer of the Year with Dr. Bicuspid for a Cuspy Award. So if you haven't had an opportunity to vote yet, we'll make sure we include that in the link in the podcast.
Would you just repeat that one more time?
I can. Dentists in the Know is one of the two finalists for Influencer of the Year through Dr. Bicuspid's Cuspy Awards. I will provide links in the podcast and YouTube channels as well as on tonight's live show. So if you haven't had a chance to vote yet, or if you wouldn't mind voting again so that that can be counted towards the final count, we would really greatly appreciate it. It was such an honor to receive it in 2023. And we would be gratefully honored again to receive it in 2024. And on that note, might I also mention that Dentists in the Know, this is a big announcement, guys. This is huge. We will have a booth at Chicago Midwinter. That's right. We will have our own space. We'll be doing on-site live podcasting with some of our favorite past and future guests, we hope. Many of our friends in the industry and other dentists and colleagues that will be roaming around. So if you happen to be at Chicago this year, I believe we're 1205 or 1206 booth number. I need to check it. I think it's 1206. We're right across from the podcasting hub, and you can find us there. We'll also be hanging out at the podcasters hub with some of our fellow podcasters as well. But you can find us on the floor of Chicago Midwinter. Come hang out. We've got some really cool giveaways. You know, it's going to feel like a mini cocktail hump day happy hour all day on Thursday and Friday. So please do stop by. This is a big opportunity for dentists to really showcase, Dentists in the Know, to really kind of showcase what we're all about. So, and with that, that's the news.
And that wraps up another podcast for Dentists in the Know. On behalf of Dr. Jennifer Bell, Dr. Chad DePlantis, and myself, remember that we've got a great profession, so let's make it a great day, Dinks.